Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone is having an absolutely fantastic day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. This is the day the Lord hath made. We have got zero chemtrails, and we're clicking along. But you know, there are a few things I want to talk about today that are a little bit awful. We don't really talk about. One is that it says this is for the physician says this is intellectual takeout. It says physician American children are immersed in a culture of disrespect. Then Kyle, who is 10 years old, shouted at his mother, "Shut up, Mom! You don't know what you're talking about." And we got to stop here for a second. We got to talk about this for a second. You know, we know that kids have meltdowns in Publix. In public. We've had all of our children have done that. Every one of you guys have done that. All four of my children have had a meltdown in public. It caused great embarrassment both the child's parent, other witnesses in the vicinity. But while such disrespectful behavior is embarrassing at age two, it is downright horrifying the older a child gets. Now, let me just talk about this for one second, because this is a major, major problem, because what ends up happening is we have a lot of people out there that have children that are being arrested. Nearly 30,000 children under the age of 10 have been arrested in the United States since 2013, according to the FBI. And it says the recent arrest of 2 6-year-old students in Orlando, which Austin covered earlier this or last week, which prompted outrage in the firing of the officer who restrained one of the children with flex cuffs, mirrors the persistent problem confronting law enforcement in schools with thousands of children arrested annually and treated like mini adults. Now, let's stop for one second. We've got to look at several factors here. Number one, many of these children are no longer in church, number one. Number two, many of the parents who are involved with these children are either poor disciplinarians or no disciplinarians, because either they're not trained in how to properly raise a child, or they're too involved with their own personal lives and how many drugs they can take, or they're concerned the Department of Family Services is going to show up and take their children away. Okay, we got all these different factors. Plus, we've got to look at the factors, too, that we have all of these children now being injected with all of these drugs and chemicals that can cause hyperactivity in these kids and learning disorders and lowered IQ scores in these children, so that they're not as smart as prior generations. Plus, the Word tells us, train up your children in the way they should go, and when they are old, they'll not depart from it. Also, it also says, you know, the Old Testament basically tells us that children, they don't need to be abused, but they need to be disciplined. And the Bible even says that God disciplines those he loves. And see, we've got to understand something here. And as a parent of four children, I can honestly say to you, I know a little bit about raising children. I'm really good at it until they're about the age of 10, 12, 13, or 14. And then they kind of start making their own will, making their own decisions, and they don't have the maturity to make these decisions, and they don't have the maturity or the ability to deal with the consequences. Hence, a child who is 10 years old being arrested, over 30,000 of them now, and 6-year-olds being arrested, the police don't know what to do. They walk into a situation where they've got a 6-year-old who's been watching Miley Cyrus, who's been watching Katy Perry, who's been practicing witchcraft with Ouija boards, even though they're still in a theta brainwave state because their friends are doing it. And these children are basically just rebelling against everything society has to offer. And then as they get older and older, it gets worse and worse and worse. Hence, so many children now are being put into juvenile, you know, care. They're being put into state custody because the parents simply can't control the children. And you say, well, how do you avoid all that? Well, number one, I'm going to just give you a little bit of advice. Number one, be very, very careful when you're pregnant and really watch what you're putting into your body. That's number one. Make sure you have enough folate, B vitamins in your system to ensure proper neurological and brain development for this child. That's number one. Number two, when that child is born, you make sure after it's probably a year old or so, 2 years old, 3 years old, you get into a really good, healthy nursery program. And by the way, avoid immunizations, in my opinion. And by the time it's 3 years old, have it in like a program. Like, you know, the Baptist churches and other churches have different types of programs for children who in the evening they can come and hang out with other kids who basically are believers. Try to homeschool the children and avoid these children from being in the public school system, which are basically communist indoctrination centers. And avoid disciplining your children in public. I know that's sometimes difficult to do. You just pick them up, carry them to the bathroom. You got to pop them on the bottom or something like that. But don't abuse them. Don't leave marks on them. And just do this you know, be very, very careful. Be judicious in this. Don't allow your negative, nosy neighbor, Gladys Kravitz, next door, who hangs over your fence and wants to watch through your window in the middle of the evening when she hears you're yelling at your children. And you think, well, you're going to yell at your kids? Well, if you've never had teenagers, you don't really, you know, the thing that's funny to me, Austin, is I have all of these people. We have an aunt. She's in a nursing home now. She's doing very badly. And she's never had any children. And she has nobody to go visit her anymore because her attitude is so bad. And yeah, I feel sorry for her. And she's not my relative, my blood relative, but she's my mother-in-law's past sister. And every time when you guys were young, Austin would go over to her, visit her. And, you know, we have four kids. And she'd always tell us how to raise the children. Never had a child. She's never had a child, ever. And she'd always say, you need to do this. You need to do that. You're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. And finally, I told her, I said, look, here's the deal, Aunt Jen. I said, do you have any kids? Why am I going to listen to you? I said, you have no parental advice to give me. Unless you've been in the trenches with a bunch of children, you have no idea what it feels like when you got one or two or three or four of these little kids with all the different personalities interacting with each other, causing all these variables that you got to have to deal with on a regular basis. It's a challenge. And that's why parents need to be aware of all of this, because now we have judges making decisions for children that the parents should have made. We have judges putting children into juvenile detention, and we have children being child trafficked and sex slaves because they're being taken away from their parents and being put into state custody. All of this stuff is happening because we have walked away from what God's Word said as far as train up a child in the way they should go when they are young. All of this tied together with what I'm talking about today. So 30,000 children under the age of 10 have been arrested in the United States in the past 6 years. And guys, those are the numbers they're giving us. We don't really know. I can guarantee you it's hundreds of thousands of children who the police have been called on in schools. We have police resource officers in the school here in Central Florida, as I'm sure in your home schools you do too. You're not your home school, but your state schools, just to try to control. Now, what they used to do, and I know I'm old school. I got that. Okay, I got that. I admit that. But I remember when I was in elementary school, I remember that if you did something wrong, they didn't call the police. They sent you to the principal. The principal had this big old 2-foot-long redwood paddle with holes drilled in it. I still have no idea why they had holes in it. And they would lean you over a chair, and they would light you up. And they'd let you know that the Christmas tree just got turned on. And every time you did something wrong, you basically get lit up. And I remember one time I was mad. I went home, and I told my mama. I said, Mama, I said, they spanked me in school. And I said, look at this. I got a red spot on my butt from where they spanked me. I was like, 8 years old. And she goes, oh, wow, that's awful. And I said, thank you, Mama, thank you. And she gets on the telephone. So I'm thinking, oh, Mama's going to call up now. This won't happen again. She calls up the principal and thanks him for spanking me. She calls the principal and says, thank you for spanking little Teddy. And I said, Mama, you weren't supposed to do that. And she goes, I'm going to tell him to spank you as much as he wants because you're going to be disciplined. And I thought, oh, that didn't work. And guys, I continued to get spankings all the way into high school. But of course, in high school, we had this guy named Mr. Edwards in eighth grade. And this guy was a former Marine guy. And he had forearms the size of basketballs. At least it appeared to be that big. And he had this big old redwood paddle. He had it hanging in front of his room on the wall, so everybody could see the redwood paddle. And that boy could swing a paddle. He would pick you up in the air. He would pop you so hard. It only took one lick from Mr. Edwards, and nobody ever talked in his classroom again. You say, well, Ted, that's terrible. That's child abuse. Okay, guys, did you figure out how to keep 30,000 kids under the age of 10 from getting arrested? But I guarantee you, that took care of it. Now, if you touch a child, they call the cops on you. The parents do. And, oh, you can't touch my child. You touch my child, I'm suing you. To the point the teachers now are having to get insurance to prevent them from being sued because of the irate parent. Now, think through that for a second. That seems kind of silly, but that's how we had it done. I mean, I always got spankings for talking. Imagine that. Because I'd be talking to the girls, and I'd just be passing notes in study hall, and I'd be getting taken out back, and they'd be lighting me up again. And I'm like myself, this is like awful every time I turn around. But I tell you what, when we had study hall, we had discipline. And that's the biggest problem, Austin, we have with these kids nowadays. They have no focus. They have no discipline. They have no purpose. They become, what does Zig Ziglar call it? They're wandering generalities rather than meaningful specifics. And that's what's happened to them. Because they have no restraint. Remember when the Israelites got out of Egypt and they no longer had the Egyptians ruling over them. And Moses was up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments. They had no restraint. They were like children, the Bible says, and they had no restraint. And they went into partying and human sacrifice and building a golden calf and, you know, orgies. And I mean, just because they had no restraint. Human beings have to have discipline. They have to have direction. They have to have goals. They have to have purpose. It says in the Word that without a vision, my people perish. Guys, you got to give your children a vision. You got to keep them in church. You got to know. They have to know that there's an omnipresent, all-seeing God who's watching them all of the time. They need to get that. You know, he's a very permissive God. He lets you do what you want to do because he tells you what to do in the Word. He allows you to do what you want because you have freedom of will. But they need to understand their consequences. And that's the biggest problem, Austin, these kids have today. They're not taught consequences of their actions. In other words, they do the same thing over and over and over again. They don't have consequences. You know, there's no consequences. And they don't even get spankings. And pretty soon it's like they just have, they cast off restraint. And when they do that, they have absolutely nothing to do besides just mischief. And when they get involved with that, that's when they start doing drugs, they start getting involved in sex and alcohol and all types of manners of pornography and promiscuity and all of this stuff. You've got to keep them focused. You've got to keep them goal-oriented. Very, very important as children. I want to cover that with you guys this morning. Nearly 30,000 children under the age of 10 have been arrested in the past 6 years in the United States. And guys, it doesn't need to be that way. But we've lost our way, America. And we need to find it back. What do you think, Austin?
That's really well said. And I mean, and you start looking at everything that's happened since you were a kid, and you see them taking prayer out of schools. You see them teaching a more liberal agenda, which it's slowly escalated now to where it's not even a liberal agenda anymore. It's a full-blown communist totalitarian agenda, and that's all these schools have turned into now is liberal indoctrination camps. And that's one thing that I warned about when we had that shooting last year, the alleged shooting at Montgomery High School, is basically down there in Parkland, is that they came in, they said, we need to start having, you know, full-blown, you know, padlock, basically electronic lock doors. We need to have full-blown police all throughout the school at all times. And everybody goes, why don't we just allow teachers that want to be trained to be armed? Oh, no, you can't do that. You can't possibly do that. We need more police. We need more police. We need more police. Well, the aspect of that, of course, you're going to increase your security. You start adding bulletproof glass. You start adding basically, you know, blast resistant doors. You start adding, you know, half a dozen police details at school all day. You're going to increase security, but you're also indoctrinating the children into a full blown police state, and they are going to be trained essentially from 4 or 5 years old up until they graduate at 18 and thinking that is what they need for security. And that's what I warned a lot about, because that's what they're slowly starting to do. And at the same time, you have to understand, with this whole concept of giving up your freedom, giving up your privacy in exchange for protection, you are also sitting there and taking the self-sufficiency aspect out of mankind. You're telling these children at a very young age that there are no consequences really for what you do. Like Dad said, there are no repercussions. You can do pretty much anything you want. We'll protect you. You don't have to be self-sufficient. You don't have to be prepared. You don't have to be smart. You don't even have to be knowledgeable in anything you do. You need to be just a walking blob that walks around and does what you're told, does your little job when you're told, get your little pay check, go home, eat your MSG chips and Diet Coke, sit in front of the TV, and go back and do the next thing the same day, and we'll handle your protection. All at the same time, increasing the grip of tyranny over the entire population at the same time. So it's a very slippery slope when you start allowing these things to happen, and you can see now over the past 40, 50, 60 years how it's slowly degraded and slowly degraded. I mean, it's ironic to me that, and it's sick that we now have these schools coming in now and trying to say that they have the right to give children and allow children to pick. I mean, this is what they're trying to do now in this whole transgender equality bill. They want teachers and doctors to be able to allow children to take hormone-changing medication without parental consent, because the little 9, 10, 12-year-old is so confused, they want to come up with some random gender that they're doing that day. And what's even ironic about it is that drugs that are being given, like the one Luprolide, which is actually a FDA-approved drug designed to help out if children are basically with precocious puberty, and meaning that it's a developmental problem when some children enter puberty too early. That's what the drug was designed for. Now, ironically, this drug is now being used as an off-label use that the FDA actually never even approved it for, to actually be used by this transgender community to stop children from going in puberty before 12 and 13. So they're using this now. And what's crazy about it is this drug, since 2014, this drug has on the books killed 6,370 patients just since 2014, while seriously harming tens of thousands of others. And this is what the transgender people are trying to push now, saying, hey, these 9, 10-year-old kids, they need to have a right to take this drug if they want. They need to be able to stop their puberty in its tracks if they want to change their gender midway because they're so confused. Let's not look at the fact that, you know, what was it, 2016, you know, overall rifle homicides in the United States, or 374 rifle homicides in 2016. But let's not look at that. Let's look at the fact that they need to be able to change their gender whenever they want to change it. And it doesn't matter that it's killed over 6,000 people in the last 5 years. They need to be able to use it at their will without parental supervision. This goes back into exactly what Dad talked about the other day with Mattel coming out with this gender neutral Barbie that they're pushing so hard now and saying, oh, this is the latest and greatest. This is the newest thing now. They're aiming for the minds of the children. They're doing everything they can. They're using the food. They've used the food very effectively with the BPA, the bisphenol A, the phytoestrogens and all this stuff. Then they turn around and they go and they start adding the glyphosate and they start mandating the vaccines and they start pushing all these different compounds on these children to cause them to be unbelievably unhealthy and to already cause hormone disruption. Remember, bisphenol A, these are hormone disruptors. They are known hormone disruptors. There is no argument about them scientifically, what they do to the endocrine system. This has been intentionally put in the food supply. So now you have these kids that, you know, they may be moderately healthy, they may be, you know, decent, and then all of a sudden they're getting pumped full of all this BPA, all this BPA, all this BPA. Now all of a sudden they start thinking like a girl. They start acting like a girl. Oh, now all of a sudden I want to go on Loperlide. So I want to change my gender to a girl now because I feel like a girl. And every single thing I see in the media now tells me I can be a girl. Even Barbie tells me I can be a girl. So why can't I be a girl now? This has been done intentionally to compromise the younger generation, and that's why it is so important. As Dad said, watch what your kids are eating. Watch what you're taking in when you're pregnant. I mean, it starts from birth. It starts from conception. Once the baby is basically formed and it's being grown in the mother's body, it is so crucial that you watch your diet. And I've told so many pregnant mothers this. I'm like, listen, I'm like, you have 9 months. You know, you may like this certain food, or you may like that food, or you may like this. It's only 9 months. You got 9 months to build this baby. Please do the best you can at it. And then when they're born, making sure that they're not getting this stuff, you know, they're not, and the biggest thing you need to watch out for now too is all this soy formula. Dad and I've talked about this for years. The soy-based formula is becoming incredibly unpopular, on all these pediatrician shelves. I see it all the time. They're using this intentionally because if you start these little boys at birth on this soy formula, you will undoubtedly start causing hormone issues as they get older because this is what they were raised solely on. So be aware of it. Do the best you can to monitor their diet. And also, too, keep them away from all this filth on TV and the internet. This is why they're using this stuff and they're constantly putting this stuff in the mainstream media. They want it to get traction. They want the children to see it. They want the children to get exposed to it. They want the children to go, oh, maybe I am a boy or maybe I am a girl, and confuse them from an early age to do their best to disrupt this younger generation. Because you got to think about it. If you have a generation that's unbelievably drugged down, they're unbelievably dumb in most cases as far as with cognitive thinking because of the vaccines and the fluoride and the aluminum. They're unbelievably confused because they can't even figure out which bathroom to use. Do you think you're going to have much resistance at all when you go for a full-blown tyrannical takeover of the United States and absorb it in the United Nations with full-blown surveillance, social credit score system like they have in China? No, there's probably going to be zero to no pushback whatsoever because the kids are too busy trying to figure out what bathroom to use or trying to figure out what vaccine they need to get shot up with next or figuring out what glyphosate-infested, BPA-contaminated food they're going to eat next. I mean, China is the perfect example of what we never want to be, and that's exactly what we're starting to turn into. China now has doubled the number of troops stationed in Hong Kong as they are warning now that the soldiers are preparing for a total breakdown in order. They doubled this month to 12,000 troops on the streets. They are now saying in Hong Kong, this is basically assembly of the largest ever active force of the People's Liberation Army troops and other anti-riot personnel equipment in Hong Kong. And what's crazy about this is starting to really be familiar of what we saw in Beijing in 1989 in the Tiananmen Square, where they had the massive massacre in there, and they declared martial law, and they started executing demonstrators, shooting them, machine gunning them down, and running them over with tanks. So this is what happens in a communist country. This is what happens when you have no rights. This is what happens when there's nothing left. This is where it goes. And the fact this is happening in Hong Kong now is not a coincidence to me. All these other things that are going on around the globe are being done intentionally to destabilize the entire world so the United Nations can slide in like a little snake and say, hey, we're here to save everybody. We want world peace. We need a new world order. We need a one world government. Come here. We'll protect you. We'll control it. We'll make everything okay again. And that's exactly where I think this is starting to head now to that. And if they can get the younger generation on board like they have with that idiot girl, the UN the other day, a little 15-year-old girl ranting and raving about how everybody should be ashamed of ourselves for breathing air, if they can get those kids to be that brainwashed, they can control the next generation, completely and totally control them, and that is something we cannot allow to have happen.
Well, we've also found out that girl from that, whatever Greta, whatever her name is, you know, she has a type of Asperger's disease, and also she's been controlled and basically funded by George Soros, who's funded and controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. So, I mean, so we see all that now. Plus, we also need to realize, and I'm going to cover this very quickly because I've got so much more to cover today. When a woman gets, all mammals are conceived female. Yeah, I'm going to repeat that. All mammals are conceived females, and humans are mammals, right? In case you don't remember your biology. The difference is what occurs because of the Y chromosome. When a man transfers his Y chromosome to the egg, to the sperm, what ends up happening is the Y chromosome triggers the woman to produce testosterone from her ovaries and her adrenal glands, which cause what's called secondary sexual differentiation characteristics. And so what happens is the clitoris basically becomes the penis, the ovaries become testicles, the whole endocrine system changes, everything changes from a glandular standpoint because it's a boy. And so if you stop that testosterone, you interfere with that. So if a woman's taking external sources of estrogen into her body, and estrogen and testosterone are antagonistic, so what happens is it counterbalances that. So the little boy basically is born with a very small reproductive organ, it's a very small penis, his testicles may not even descend properly, and so you have a situation where that little boy now also, because of the estrogen, is not a left brain dominant hemisphere, he's a right brain dominant female hemisphere brain, and so the little boy's completely and totally messed up in the head, and reproductively he's messed up. And so this is what's happening with the hormones they're putting into the food supply, and they know this. The same thing occurs when you give a little boy soy formula when he's first born. It changes him from a left-brain-dominated hemisphere to a right-brain-dominated hemisphere and becomes feminized. It also causes gynecomastia. This is why we have so many children now, I mean millions of children, that consider themselves to be bisexual because they don't really know what they are. You know, the actual testosterone wasn't produced properly for these little boys. And in some cases, there's so much estrogen, the girls become, you know, they get too much estrogen when they're young, and then they have to go into puberty too young. All these things are happening because of hormones. They know this. They know they're doing this. And this is what they continue to do. So that's why it's so important, like Austin said, make sure when you eat clean. you know, get chicken without hormone added to it if you're pregnant. You should stay away from soy-based formulas. Get on the Health Masters prenatal supplement program to ensure proper brain and neurological development. Make sure the last trimester with that child you take extra omega-3s to increase the IQ scores. Stay away from fluoride in the water because it'll pass through the placenta and cause brain damage in the child. Make sure if you're going to use formula, which I recommend you don't do unless you absolutely have to, you know, make your own formula. And if you're going to mix it with water, don't use water that contains fluoride. You can start it with raw certified, you know, with goat's milk. And basically you can use that. We've got a formula in the book, Train Up Your Children and the Way They Should Eat, on how you can make formula for the kids. Very, very important that you just follow the basics. You say, well, that sounds complicated. Let me explain something to you. You say, well, I don't want to do this. Well, what happens if your 10-year-old, because you haven't done this, turns up to you, a little boy, says, by the way, I want to be a little girl, or girl, I want to transgender to a girl now. You're like, what the heck? How'd that happen? Now you got to deal with that. All right? Now you got to deal with that the rest of your life, or that child has to deal with that the rest of their life unless they grow through that and get past it. Guys, it's like coming down with cancer. It's just easier to avoid it. It's just easier to avoid. I've got a friend right now who's in the hospital. He's a German friend of mine, and he's got staph infection. He's got MRSA. He's got bloodborne infections. He's basically in intensive care on all these IV drips, about to die. And the guy would never clean up his diet. The guy wouldn't take supplements. And now I feel so sorry for him. We're praying for him this morning. You think, well, this is awful. Well, yeah, I know it is. But, you know, guys, would you rather be where he is or just stay healthy? I'd rather just stay healthy. I'd just rather avoid cancer. By the way, let's change topics. Elizabeth Warren is planning to destroy capitalism by pretending to save it. She wants to basically, you know, every corporation has $1 billion in revenue. She wants government control over it. You hear what I just said? She wants to take over the corporations that have now it's not $1 billion in profits, $1 billion in sales. And she wants the government to come and regulate them. You think, well, there's nothing wrong with that. They should control them. Well, when the government and the industries work together, that's fascism. When the government controls basically the industry, that's communism. Well, the problem with all of that is this. If you need to read the book Atlas Shrugged, everybody, if you don't want to read the book, watch the movies. The movies are okay. They're not as good as the book, but they're better. But Ayn Rand was a sicko anyhow. She was like a sexual pervert as far as I'm concerned. Very, very promiscuous woman. So you got to watch with her whole personality, everything else, and that she gets kind of weird. But she is right about this. The government comes in and starts taking over more and more and more stuff. And when they do that, the economy gets worse and worse and worse and worse until the entire planet is in an unbelievable mess because the government's trying to run everything. You say, well, the government can do it okay. It's all right. Okay. New York Times. The cost of running Guantanamo Bay down in Cuba, the cost of running it per prisoner is $13 million a year per prisoner. Are you listening to me, friends? That's how inefficient the government gets because of cost overruns and basically bids that are ridiculously high. Set up nearly 18 years ago to house detainees in the war on terrors, and the prison of the remote naval base has grown into what appears to be the most expensive on Earth. Now, think through this. Holding a Nazi war criminal, Rudolf Hess, as a lone prisoner in Germany's Spandau prison in 1985 cost an estimated $1.5 million in today's dollars. That was running an entire prison for Rudolf Hess, $1.5 million, because they didn't want him to get out and tell the truth about World War II and why he came over to England to basically help Germany surrender the war. They don't want anybody knowing that because the narrative had already been established. The prisoner bill in 2012 at the Supermax facility in Colorado, home to some of the highest risk prisoners in the United States, was $78,000 each. Then there's Guantanamo Bay, where the expense now works out to $13 million each of the 40 prisoners being held there. Now think through this for a second, guys. What the heck are they doing? $13 million per prisoner? What are they living in? A luxury condominium on the beach? Are they basically living in a 20,000 square foot pad? You know, with everything and having butler. You realize, listen to me, friends, if you made $13 million a year, how would you live? $13 million a year? What the heck's that all about? $13 million tax free each year. How could you live? You could run a yacht. I mean, you could have one of the nicest yachts running around and you could basically pay for that yacht over multiple times and have it all catered with a full staff of 25 people on the yacht taking care of you and, you know, making sure your cup doesn't get ice crystals on it. I mean, you could have the entire thing for less than that. But they're $13 million per prisoner, and Elizabeth Warren wants the government to take over our industry. What is she smoking? Well, yeah, she probably is smoking dope, actually. Pocahontas or Looney Lizzie is just absolutely nuts. And I wanted to say, you know, and also I got to realize, and I got to let you guys know, I talked to Jeff and I talked to him about this yesterday. You know, he really believes that Hillary, Jeff Rentz, my friend Jeff Rentz from the Rentz Network, he really believes that Hillary has made some deal with Loony Lizzie, you know, and they're going to basically announce the Clinton presidency running again. You know, we talked about this yesterday as far as this loony mess going on in Washington. And guys, if that happens, we need to really, really, you know, watch ourselves. But I'm not going to read the guy's article today because I like this guy and I'm not going to slam him. He's basically saying that it's time to basically start pushing back against the deep state and get ready if Donald Trump tells us, because of the Insurrection Act, that we may be going into a civil war. Now, here's the thing. I really hope and pray this doesn't happen, and if it does, it does. But guys, we got to stop speaking that. We got to stop speaking, because guys, you know, everybody, oh, we got a powder dry, I've got guns, and I've got magazines full of bullets, and I can do what I want to do, and I'll show you, because I've got storable food. Okay, I got that. If it goes to that, I got that, all right? But guys, you don't want to go there, guys. You don't want to go there. You don't want to be talking about a civil war in the United States of America. You don't want that. What we want to do is fully expose who's doing this stuff in Washington and put a real president in place who's going to do something about it. Remember the big campaign mantra that Donald Trump had going on back in, you know, a couple of years ago? Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up. And as soon as he gets into the office, he goes, oh, the Clintons are really good friends. They're really good people, blah, blah, blah. Okay, wait a minute. That told us right there where Donald Trump's head was. Now, I'm going to say this again, because the CIA, everybody's saying the CIA is trying to do a coup against the government of the United States. Let me give you the update again on this for those of you who are new listeners. The United States government is completely and totally compromised. It was taken over by the CIA, which had been the OSS after the Roswell crash in 1947, when the deep state really went into hiding, and they started covering up what was going on, and they developed a breakaway civilization, including advanced space-based weapon systems. Now, I just said a whole lot in one sentence, but I'm not going to go there. Let's just leave that be. But the CIA basically are the ones that killed John F. Kennedy. That's really when the full coup took place, was when Kennedy got shot and killed by the CIA. But what the interesting part about this is this. We've given control to our elected officials. And now we've seen through the Jeffrey Epstein saga, nauseating saga that's been, that our government officials are completely and totally corrupt, probably 60 to 70% of them, either through campaign contributions, sex, drugs, alcohol, whores. There you go. That's what's going on with the government officials. They're corrupt. So what we have is we've got a corrupt group of officials now that are being run through the military-industrial complex. They're the next one up on the list. Eisenhower warned us about that, because that's part of this breakaway civilization. And that's, again, controlled by the international banking cartels. All of this is controlled through the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. They're the ones who are slinging the dope. That's why you don't hear about the dope slinging. The only people who talk about dope slinging out of Afghanistan are the Ted Dawson Brewer Show. Because it's $1.5 trillion a year. It's the third largest commodity in the world behind oil and natural gas. But nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about how our troops are killing people with drones over there who are having parties or picking nuts, you know, pine nuts or whatever they're doing. They're just getting wiped out over there in Afghanistan, getting wiped out in Iraq. Still, just, you know, if they're involved with trying to stop the growth of poppy in Afghanistan, they're automatically killed. And our troops go into the military thinking they're going to serve the United States of America and they're going to be heroes. This is not heroic action, guys. This is not what this is. And we need to stop calling this heroic action. It's not. And I'm not saying that we don't have heroes in this. I'm not saying that there aren't people that are doing what they need to do. I'm just saying that we need to really reevaluate what we're doing. Now, controlling the CIA, which controls the branches of the military, the branches of government through its tentacles, are the Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, the international banking cartels. They're the ones that are doing this. They're the ones that are basically running that pyramid all the way down. They want to take themselves now, and they want to tie themselves into a D-Wave computer to allow Lucifer to become omnipresent using 5G, which, by the way, no one's talking about anymore either. 5G, because we have the, you know, the Loony Lizzie show going on in Washington, so what we're trying to do is just everything's being done through this network, okay, through the money network. You know, this money, that's a Helluride calls it. Paul Helluride calls it, former defense prime minister of Canada, called the money mafia, which is what it is. All of it's being run through that. Now, what we have to also understand, and Chuck Baldwin pointed this out very, very clearly in his last column, these people in Israel right now who run the world's financial system to the Rothschild banking cartels, they're basically calling for a theocracy, and they're calling for death of those who don't obey it. And now think about this for a second. This is going on right now. Last week, the Sanhedrin, a group claiming to have divine right to rule humanity, called for a biblically based international organization to replace the United Nations. This would be composed of a group of 70 nations, which basically answer to them, to the Sanhedrin. To inaugurate this, they're building an altar of the third temple. Here we go, guys. I've been telling you this is going to happen. And they're planning to make animal sacrifices on it. They're also calling for Noahide laws to apply to all of humanity. Noahide laws being that if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the Most High God, that's an idol to you and you have to be killed. As Pastor Chuck Baldwin pointed out in his column last week, Noahide laws call for the death of anyone who practices idolatry, defined as any type of worship other than their worship they consider to be okay. Furthermore, Chuck Baldwin warns that they are calling for the establishment of an international court based in Jerusalem and ultimately would be given power to execute, via decapitation, anyone who commits blasphemy. Now, you think, well, gosh, to make this perfectly clear, they're calling for the execution of Hindus, Buddhists, Christians, Muslims, unless they submit to their laws. Now, this is going to kill 90% of humanity. Okay, so we have to understand what's going on over there. And you got to remember, you see, anybody else right now would be laughing at it. If they were saying stuff like this, would be like, rah, rah, hoopla, ha, ha. It'd be like a joke. But they control the money supply of the planet. There's the deal. And I tell you guys, I've been telling you this for years about that third temple going into the Holy of Holies, piercing that doggone son of perdition with the doggone spear of destiny, spilling his blood and naming him ruler of the planet. They're setting it up right now as we speak. And you're like, well, this sounds nuts. So we've got to continue to pray against this. We've got to pray that God's timing can be stopped, because I don't believe God's doing this. I believe these clowns are doing this. They're doing it to try to roll in the book of Revelation, and the Christians are involved in it because they're trying to bring in the doggone tribulation so they can get raptured and get yanked out and watch it from the heavenly grandstands. This is what's going on right now. And the problem is the Christians have been deceived. They think they're going to not have to deal with any of this tribulation, and they're wrong. Guys, it's just what they believe because of the Zionist taught Scofield Bible. And it's been around for, this whole movement's been pushing for 200 years now. And we need to understand where it's going. And again, I would laugh about all of this if they didn't control the money supply, 90% of the media, and control 95% of the global, all of the corporations around the planet. I'd laugh about it. I mean, remember last week with Mattel? I laughed and I said, let's see who the CEO is. We found out who the CEO was and I read it to him. And I read his Wikipedia page. See, this is the group, and it's the same group. It's that group of Luciferians that have passed through all these generations that are still running the show. And so we need to understand. Read William Guy Carr's book, Pawns in the Game. Read his other unfinished book, which is called basically Lucifer, the Prince of this Planet, the Prince of this World. Read that book and read what it says. Read the book The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. Read the other book by Topper Saucy, Rulers of Evil. Read those books and understand that this is a spiritual battle we're in. It's a spiritual warfare that we're in that nobody wants to talk about. And I guarantee you, if it comes to arms, and we have to, if Donald Trump calls the patriots together and we come to arms, it's going to be a mess. Now they're talking about if Trump gets impeached, it's going to be over a million motorcycle riders going up there and basically showing the liberals what's going on in Washington, D.C. Guys, you know, I'm not saying we can't peacefully protest. I'm not even saying the motorcycle riders shouldn't go up there and protest. But guys, we can't start killing people. It's not okay. You know, unless they're coming to shoot us or to kill us, then we have to defend ourselves. But we can't initiate this. We've got to stand in prayer and do everything we possibly can. But we have to be ready in case these clowns decide to initiate it. But remember, if they come in against us, the majority of these liberals are, I can't use the word on the air because it's going to sound really crude, so I'm not going to do that. They're candies. I'll say candies. Candies works. You know, and these guys aren't going to pick up guns. They're scared of guns. They wee on themselves when they pick up a gun. They get near a gun, they shake, and they run out the door. They're scared to death of guns. They're going to bring in, what's going to happen is the Rothschilds are going to bring in mercenaries into the United States. That's what's going to happen. There are going to be mercenaries coming in. And because our troops are displaced all over the country, all over the world right now, they're not going to bring in American soldiers. They're going to bring in mercenaries. The same thing that Abraham Lincoln did. Abraham Lincoln hired the Hessians, these German mercenaries, to come in and fight that Civil War because he was running out of bodies.
and he brought in the Germans, and they weren't even speaking English, and they were mercenary soldiers to come in and quell the South's rebellion. Lincoln did that. The same thing will happen, guys, if we have a civil war in the United States. They will bring in mercenary soldiers. And let me explain something to you. This is very, very important. Okay? This is super important. If you think if they bring in Chinese mercenaries or Blackwater mercenaries or any type of Mossad mercenaries, and you think they care about you or your family, and you think you could say to them at your door, "You guys need to go away. We have a constitution. I will not surrender my guns. You need to leave." If you think they're going to leave, you're living in loony land. I'm hate to say that because I know you guys aren't, because you're my listeners, but the people out there who believe that stuff, they're not going to do that. These are not police officers. They're trained, hired killers. And what they're going to do is they're going to empty a magazine in you. And I'm not talking about, you know, Gulf and Stream. I'm talking about a 223 rounds or 308 rounds. You're going to be dead. They're going to expect complete and total submission. They don't want you to ask them a question. If they say, "Get on your knees." If you're not on your knees like 3 seconds, they're going to shoot you. And you say, "What the heck? Are they really?" Yes. That's what mercenaries do. That's what Abraham Lincoln's troops did. Don't you remember Sherman's march to the sea with Lincoln? Lincoln was a tyrant. First thing I would do if I was president. And guys, you quote me on this. I'd tear down the Lincoln Memorial because of what he did. He took a 60-mile-wide swath from Atlanta all the way to the ocean to break the back of the South, killing and raping and maiming and doing everything on his way, letting his troops just have open fodder for all the Americans. The guy's a... I'm trying not to say a bad word. He's this horrible, horrible president. And guys, this is what would happen in a civil war. So these people are going, "Oh, we're going to have a civil war. It's going to be a big party." Are you joking me? It ain't going to be a party. It's going to be a nightmare. And so when conservative talk show hosts are getting out there and they're promoting this and they're writing articles on this, they've got to show some more restraint in this. Because we got right now, the United States is a doggone tinderbox, Austin. I mean, it is a tinderbox, and it's ready to pop. You know what I mean? It's almost reached kindling temperature. And when it goes, it's going to go. And we've got to try our best to avoid this to the best of our abilities. Do we really want these Rothschild boys to set up this Noahide law nationwide, globally, and everything else because there's a world war going on that we have no way to control unless the troops come in and the mercenaries come in? Oh, I don't think so. So, guys, be very, very careful of what's going on and what's happening in the areas, guys, because, you know, just don't be getting involved in this stuff. I mean, let's not fire the first shot. Okay, let me change the topics. New York City bans calling people illegal aliens or threatening to call them ICE to deport, calling ICE to deport them with up to a $250,000 fine. So you can't say anybody's an illegal alien anymore. You can't threaten to deport them. They can just do whatever they want to do. California now has a new law allowing grab and dash, which allows rings to steal up to $950 in merchandise before facing felony charges. That's really kind of crazy. Hate hoax. Host accused homophobic tweet to himself and tried to cash in on a $1.85 million discrimination suit because he decided to get himself to slam himself as far as what he was doing. Another story here. China unveils a super camera that can identify thousands of people and link their activities into the government social credit system. That's where we're going. It actually shows the people walking on facial recognition cameras, zooming on and giving them all numbers on who they are, and they're all basically being monitored for every single thing they do. Guys, it's really, really important that we stand against the New World Order and that we continue to pray and do everything we possibly can to avoid all of this. But guys, again, let me kind of go back for a second. Don't start marching on Washington D.C. carrying guns. You're gonna find out what a minigun will do. Just stay away from this mess and don't get involved in it. This is what they want you to do. We've got to show restraint. Austin, what do you think?
Absolutely, peaceful protest is definitely the best option for as long as possible. The issue that we're starting to see now, though, is that they're not going to stop at any limit. This is the biggest issue that I think a lot of patriots, including yourself and I, Dad, are starting to see, is that the bigger picture of leading up to where we're going right now it's not slowing down.
It's going to be ugly.
They're pushing and pushing,
yep,
and pushing and pushing and pushing, and they keep pushing us back, and they keep pushing us back.
Trying
again,
to force
I'm,
it.
Exactly, and I'm with that. I am not advocating any type of violent rebellion whatsoever. I think defensive means are the only measures that we should ever take. The problem is now is that we're starting to see the line get pushed further and further and further. If they go in and they pass a federal red flag gun law through the Senate, and Trump actually signs that in the law, which I hope he doesn't, and I personally don't think he will do it, honestly, because I think in some aspects, Trump's still has the best interest for America. I mean, he was born here. He was raised here. He's lived here his whole life, and he's had a very good life in America. I think there's a lot of aspects behind the scenes that's happening that we don't know about as far as against him, and I think he's been compromised
right
in a lot of areas. But I'm hoping and I'm praying, I literally am praying, that we can make enough noise to our senators, because I've encouraged everybody to do this. Contact your senators in every single state, all of our listeners, and demand that there is no chance that they sign a red flag federal gun law into law. That will be the fall of the United States if they sign that. And everybody argues with me on some people say I talk about it too much. I really don't care. You don't have to listen to it if you don't want to listen to it. I'm telling you right now, the research that I've done on it and the people that I've talked to as far as in law enforcement, every aspect around it, if they sign that into a federal law, it will turn into gun confiscation. And I saw an article yesterday that Ron Paul wrote. It was interesting because I didn't even realize this, is, you know, we have this CIA alleged whistleblower complaining against President Trump over something he heard from someone else that the president sent in a phone call, which is ironic. But what I also found out, too, when I read this article, and then somebody else had mentioned me yesterday, I wanted to verify it, and it is accurate. Just days before they actually went in and set this whole thing up, this whole impeachment hoax thing, multiple press reports showed that the rules for CIA whistleblowing were changed, dropping the requirement that the whistleblower have direct first-hand knowledge about the wrongdoing. Just before this complaint was filed, the rule changed, allowing hearsay or second-hand information to be accepted. That's not coincidental at all. And also, too, if you guys remember, when Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blatantly said to Trump, and I quote, "If you take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back to you." That was a very bold statement, blatantly saying that the CIA controls the United States. For them to say, if you take on a alphabet agency that is under the directive of the United States president, the CIA is supposed to have charter outside of the United States, never to operate in United States soil, and they still fall under the control of the United States sitting president. And for somebody in the Senate to say, if you try to hold the CIA accountable, they're going to retaliate, is what he said. It shows you that they are planning something. They've been in it for the works. They've been in it for the works for months, for years, for decades now, and this is something they're getting set up to do. So, again, as Dad said, don't give them a reason to be able to use us as an excuse, because I'm telling you right now, you already know, the mainstream media is bought and paid for. If there is some type of conflict and we do the first engagement, they will make sure under no circumstances that every single media outlet in the entire world will demonize every single American patriot constitutionalist in this country, and it'll be our faults this started. And at that point, the cat's going to be out of the bag. There's not going to be putting it back in. And if you think it's going to be fun having asymmetrical warfare in the United States, it's going to be a nightmare. It is not going to be fun. It is not going to be cool. Talk to anybody that's ever deployed to the sandbox, and you're in the United States military with the full brunt of the military, and you're fighting against IEDs and RPGs and roadside bombs and everything else. It's an absolute nightmare warfare to be involved in, regardless of what side you're on. And the problem is that said, we're not going to be dealing with U.S. troops under NATO control. We will be, in my honest opinion and most other people's opinion, we will be dealing with mercenaries and or contractors and or out-of-country contractors, and there will be no rule of law. There will be no rules of engagement. They will be weapons-free. meaning they will have full rules of engagement diminished. They will be able to open fire and engage at will. They will be able to do anything they want if they do that, because they know, the globalists and these guys know, that are trying to set this up. The only way to win a war in the United States will be to have full weapons-free contractors and mercenaries in this country. The United States military is never going to come in and try to control the United States. There may be small swaths of them that deploy, the brainwashed young buck, you know, Marine Corps, Army boys that are right out of boot camp. That's the extent of it. You may have a couple spec op groups that are basically all, you know, still hardcore United States government. But majority of it, there would never be any amount of a significant military standing in the United States. You may have a couple hundred thousand troops at the very best in the United States. They know this. So the only other option they have is to open up the swaths to basically Spetsnaz, Chinese Special Forces, Mexico, United Nations, and then if you start having millions of mercenaries and outside military, country military, descend on the United States with no rules of engagement, basically everybody is free game, do what you want, scorched earth policy, which is exactly what Dad talked about with Sherman's March to the Sea. They had what was called a scorched earth policy. Everything got burned after they ate it. All the livestock got killed after they ate it. All the railroad ties got bit and heated and turned around trees so they could not do them. All the telephone poles got cut down. All the farms got burned down and ransacked. And if they didn't get ransacked, they used them to house troops until they basically were better. That was a scorched earth policy. There was nothing left. It was completely and totally ruined. That's what they will do to the United States if it comes down to it. But understand, they don't want it to go that route either. They have spent billions, actually it will be trillions of dollars here next year, into the 5G system and the entire Internet of Things infrastructure. They're trying to do a soft coup of the United States and do it very discreetly, very quickly, and very efficiently without anything happening. That is the issue we're running into now, is we have two sides of this coin. If you have a direct engagement with them, it's going to be a nightmare. It's going to be weapons-free and it's going to be horrible. If we don't do anything and we sit back on our butts and don't even say anything and don't even protest and don't even speak the truth, we're going to lose all of our rights, and they're going to strip us of everything eventually if we don't make a stand and say, hey, we are not okay with this, we are not cool with this, this is not going to happen. So there's two sides of this coin we have to look at on both ends, and as Americans, as very, very smart Americans as we are, and very, very educated, and very, very wealthy as far as for a country, we have the ability to make changes. This is why I say vote with your dollars. Make your voice heard. Don't give in to political correctness. Make a stand as far as on your beliefs, especially your Christian beliefs, especially with your children, upbringing. There's things that we have to start doing, because if we do not do those and we do not make a loud enough noise and we do not make a stand enough, the only other option they're going to do is they're going to back them into a corner, and they're going to use the next option with asymmetrical warfare, and that's something we do not want to go into. So, guys, weird stuff going on right now. Definitely something to be aware of. One other thing I wanted to bring up, though, now, because all the fake news that's going on constantly, now we're seeing this whole push for flu shots being pushed on the mainstream media now. It's ironic, this website that's all about putting out fake news, doing their fact-checking garbage, so to speak, lead stories, has now come in now, and they've actually done an article, hit piece, on stating that vitamin D is not more effective than the flu vaccine. The individual that wrote this is an employee of Facebook, Alan Duke, and is a former CNN entertainment reporter. Health Impact News put out an article not too long ago, it was actually really good news, stating vitamin D is more effective than the flu vaccine. And we've said this for years. You can see this in your own personal life. A scientific review of 25 randomized controlled trials confirmed that vitamin D supplementation boosted immunity and cut rates of cold and flu. Overall, the studies included nearly 11,000 individuals in more than a dozen countries, as reported. They said people who took daily or weekly vitamin D supplements were less likely to report acute respiratory infections like influenza or the common cold than those who did not. For people with the most significant significant vitamin D deficiencies with blood levels below 10, taking a supplement cut the risk of respiratory infection by 50%. And this is the research we've told you about. This is why almost everybody I talk to, when they start on vitamin D supplementation, their immune system goes up, their energy goes up, their brain functioning goes up, and they have great, great, great health. And again, this is why Facebook goes out and puts out this fake news like they did, saying that, oh, and this is what he stated. This is the article. This is the headline of this guy's story. Fake news, dot, dot. No study says vitamin D is more effective than the flu vaccine. And he goes on to use all this rhetoric and try to twist the studies and try to twist the research, basically saying you need to go get your flu shot that's got thimerosal in it and you need to be happy about it. And again, this is the propaganda that they put out, and this is why Dad and I do this show every day, and I greatly appreciate the support of this show, because if somebody doesn't come out and rebuttal this garbage media that they try to call media, which is really just garbage filth that belongs in a dumpster, if somebody doesn't rebuttal this, people actually believe it, especially people that haven't been educated, or not even that, haven't heard the truth. The truth must be heard, and the truth will set you free, and that's why we talk about it so much on this show, Dad. Vitamin D, incredibly good for the immune system. I take it every day. So does Dad. So does my entire family. That's why hardly anybody gets sick ever, and this is why they want vitamin D suppressed, because it reduces the sale of vaccines, and if it does not make big pharmaceutical money, they don't want anything to do with it, and they don't want anybody using it, hence what you've seen them try to do with Kratom and CBD over the last couple of years, Dad.
You're 100% right. Look, in fact, you want to let's take it one step further. Let's look at the new cholesterol guidelines that came out a couple of years ago and conflict of interest. I mean, this is an article by Silverman. It said, ever since the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology released the new guidelines for prescribing cholesterol-lowering medications, much of the discussion is centered on how it will change the calculus for physicians and the utility of the so-called cholesterol calculator. One thing, though, is clear, is that the big winners are expected to be the drug makers that sell the statins, since there are other types of supplements and pills and drugs are not recommended. However, there's one point worth noting. Of the 15 panelists that authored these new guidelines, 6 reported having recent or current ties to drug makers that already sell or are developing cholesterol medications. Guys, this is not different. This is the way it is. Almost every single case, we have conflicts of interest of them pushing these chemicals, these drugs that have horrible side effects like skeletal muscle necrosis, cancer, heart disease. I mean, statin drugs cause heart disease. The link now between autism and immunizations and glyphosate is well established from the research studies that have been done, but they don't want you to know about that. Guys, quick show today. I love you. I appreciate you. Austin, close it up. I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, and it's ironic. I had one of our friends that basically helps out with our shipments, a UPS guy here that's always helped us out for years at the office, who does our UPS pickup. He came in the other day and was asking about cholesterol because his doctor put him on statin drugs, and he said he's been losing weight. You know, he's already got a very fast metabolism, and he was losing weight. And I said, listen, go to your doctor. And I printed off the side effects. And one of the side effects of this cholesterol medication, the statin drug, was weight loss. Guys, understand what you're putting in your body when you start going on these pharmaceutical drugs. If you have to use them for something very specific for a short period of time, that's one thing. But be very cautious when these doctors start demanding you go on these drugs and stay on them for your health. Thank you again for the support. If you need anything, please give us a call. Check out the Cortisol Buster, the last day on sale for product of the week. And please go on the website and vote for the product that you want to see win tomorrow is product of the week. And we'll do a really big sale on it again. I've been trying to do as big of sales as I can physically do from a inventory cost control standpoint to really allow people to try these products that you voted on so you can really get to try them out and see what you like. We do the best we can for you guys, and that's why we're producing the highest quality supplements we can physically produce. Thank you for the support. Thank you for forwarding our show. Again, you guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.